There's a beautiful Chassidus Shemaisa that I've said quite a few times over. Briefly, the story goes, it was Yom Noraim, and the Besht was with his Chassidim, and he was davening, and it was clear to the Chassidim that it was a terrible Gzar Din in Shemaim. The Besht was davening Bibichia, trying to tear open the heavens. And then he stopped for 10 minutes. He was silent. It was already around Mincha time, a little bit before Ne'ilah. And then he started up Ne'ilah with the Gevaldik HaSimcha, and the Chassidim asked him, Rebbe, what happened? What changed? We saw that there was something special that happened in those 10 minutes. Your whole demeanor, your whole muhus changed. Rebbe, what changed? The Besht said, you didn't notice there was a small peasant boy who walked in the back around Mincha time. And he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I never got past learning Aleph Beis, Kamatz Aleph O, Kamatz Beis Bo. That's all I learned. I learned Kamatz. I didn't even get the Chiruk and Shuruk. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I ask you, those Mekudos, those letters, I'm going to say them, and you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put them together for me for a tefillah. The Besht said, all our Hecher Kavanas, all our high Madregas, everything that we tried, and all of our avoida towards Yom Noraim was nothing compared to that simple boy's prayer. It's a beautiful Chassidus Shemaisa. That Chassidus Shemaisa actually is very similar to a Maisa that's found in Tanakh about Rosh Hashanah. But the story ends a little bit differently. There's a poor peasant boy, but not only one. All of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has not had any chinuch, the Navi Nehemiah describes. They know nothing. They don't even know that there's a Yom Tov called Rosh Hashanah. And the story did not only take place with one Jew in the time of Baal Shem Tov, aside from the fact that Tani Kohn pointed out to me this. Similar story appears in the Sefer HaChassidim from 600 years before that. But that story took place in the time of Nehemiah. And it's the story of Klal Yisrael. The story of a few simple Jews who don't know very much. They knew maybe even less than this peasant boy. They didn't even know what Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah was. And it describes that Nehemiah tried to teach them a little. And he opened up the Torah and he said, today is Rosh Hashanah. And they felt terrible. Somehow deep down inside of them they knew. Read the Psukim. It's not so popular because it's not a Chassidus Shemaisa, but it's much more, it's even more powerful than that. Perechez Pasuk Tes. They begin to cry as Nehemiah reads the Psukim to them. Hayoyim kadosh hu l'Hashem Elokeichem, says Nehemiah, today is kadosh. Al tisablu v'al tivku, ki voichim kol ha'am. They didn't know anything, but they sensed that there was something special about today. Kishomam es divrei ha'Torah. But the story doesn't end with that tefillah, with that bechiyah and that avelus. That's how the maisa ends. But something fascinating happens. Nehemiah turns to them, and he says something more than the Baal Shem Tov said to this peasant, to his Chassidim. He says, don't cry. L'chu ichlu mashmanim ushsu mamtakim, v'shilchu manos le'in nachalo, ki kadosh hayom la'adonenu Rosh Hashanah is a holy day, v'al te'atzvu. Don't be unhappy. Don't be sad. Ki chedvas Hashem himi'uschem. Because rejoicing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's your strength. What is the conclusion? The Maisa with the Besht makes more sense. Here is the heart-rending cry of the peasant boy, and the Besht said, "Ooh, matov manoim, das hei satfila." But that's not what happens in the time of Nehemiah. What happens is, he says, "Al teyotzvu, ki chedvas Hashem imiyuschem." What does that mean? What does it tell us about our avoda for tshuva? There's a famous kasha. Why is it that Rosh Hashanah comes before Yom HaKippurim? If we're going to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a melech, then I would have expected the exact opposite. Then in order to prepare ourselves to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a melech, we should do tshuva? Bali Musar ask. So why have Rosh Hashanah first, and then have Yom HaKippurim? And one last question. What does it mean? What's the Seder of the Yom Noraim? And something that I think our door hasn't really internalized entirely. I was asking some people this past week and I was disappointed in their response. The Tochacha appears right before Rosh Hashanah and Parshas Kisavo. It always appears that way. And what's the reason that all the klalos comes to Klal Yisrael? Someone said, in the name of the Arizal, it's true, the Arizal is Marichanis, but it's the Psukim themselves. Tachas ashelovata Hashem lokecha besimcha v'tuv leivav. I turned to some holy Jewish children, and I asked them, what does that mean? Why is it that when it comes to all these terrible klalos, the simple pshat in the pasuk is you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu besimcha. I understand it's not the ideal of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But all the klalos, tachas ha-shelovato Hashem lokecha besimcha v'tuv leivav. Do you remember that last week I mentioned that I'm beginning to notice more and more, maybe I'm just getting old while I'm still young, but I'm beginning to notice more and more flat Stanleys. And we described what flat Stanleys are. They're fantastic young men, and I bet there are some on the women's side, there are fantastic Stanleyettes that are fantastic people. They're observant. They're intelligent. Their parents are proud of them. But they're only a front and a back. And their outside in their Avodas Hashem is amazing. But almost, there's almost nothing in between. There's no pneumius. What you see on the outside is exactly who they are. Now I'm going to tell you how flat Stanley got flat. Lanias Daiti. I know that in the books there's a story that Stanley was laying down somewhere and a board came down and it flattened him, but don't believe that story. That's a bubamaisa, or better to describe a kindermaisa. That's not the real story, how flat Stanley got flat. You know how? Flat Stanley collided with Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. And they flattened him entirely. But Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim didn't only collide with them three times a year. The whole Bechina of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur began to flatten him every single day of his adolescence and his college career up until his midlife crisis. Day in and day out. What do I mean by that? In Nisan HaTokef, if you read it one way, it could be a trap in Avodas Hashem. Mi yichya u mi yomus. You stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pshuto kimashmo, who's going to live and who's going to die? His life was dominated and is dominated by two things. Number one, a fear. And number two, a sense of responsibility and his chayvus towards his parents and his social surroundings. So these two dominating factors of a fear that God is going to zap him and the expectations from his parents and the society around him, he begins to develop perfect on the outside, but bifnim klum, entirely flat. Listen to the words of the Ramchal about what the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah is all about. Maybe one day we'll talk about what Usana Tokef is. But listen to the words of the Ramchal. It's a beautiful essay by Rav Friedlander in the Sifsei Chaim where he quotes these words from the Maimar HaChochma. And see the contrast between how the Ramchal looked at the Yom Noraim and how you and I perceive the Yom Noraim and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hinei ha'odam nidon tchila al pi ma'isav. You know what it means that we're judged on Rosh Hashanah? We're going to be judged based on our ma'isim limnos bitzadikim orishoyim. Who are we going to be with? What is our life going to be a life like? Is it going to be one that is elevated like a life of tzadikim? Or chas v'chalila the opposite? V'zeh nikra mamish sefer chayim v'sefer ma'isim. The judgment of physical life and death, that to the Ramchal is entirely secondary. And he says that's what the words mean. Zachreinu l'chaim, we're not being mevakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu for physical life. Zachreinu l'chaim melech haveitz v'chaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to live, to quote the Maccabees, a good life. But a life that has that sense of dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, we see that from the psukim themselves, uvacharta b'chayim. V'alzeh, it's a Ramchal mefurish. V'alzeh mispalim v'oimrim zachreinu l'chayim. And that's the tefillah of zachreinu l'chayim. That's the tefillah. Maybe we could even add to what the Ramchal is saying. L'mancha elukim chayim, if we're talking about physical life and death, that doesn't apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'mancha elukim chayim is an elevated state of existence. L'mancha, I want everything of my being to be elevated and have that Seichel Elyon that we spoke about last week. Ad kedei kach, that Rav Friedlander comments, he's not even sure he understands that the Ramchal says, yes, it could very well be then Yom Noraim, we daven a little bit for life and death, and maybe that's Uchsov L'chaim Tovim. Maybe there, that's the physical life and death. But Zachreinu L'chaim, that Chaim is a Chaim Amitiyim. That's a tefillah we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to really live that good life. A she'ifa, a desire to come higher and closer to Kudsh HaBriach Hu. Ish al pi madregoso. And the answer to the question of Parshas Kisavo Tachas Hashem Avadta Hashem Lokecha could very well be because people don't understand what the word Simcha means. Simcha doesn't mean standing on top of a van and dancing to a heavy beat of Breslov. That's not what Simcha is. Simcha, writes the Maharal, is a sense of shlemus, that a person is complete with where he is in time and place. And he maximizes that to make himself be the best possible person that he could be. What happens to the flat Stanley? He's going through life and he's entirely incomplete. The antithesis of Shlemus. He doesn't want to be there, but he's scared not to be there. And Chas v'Chalila does Hasness Avodas Hashem. That's not called Avodas Hashem. And that's the response that Nehemiah says. And that's why these psukim are the best of the maisiyus of Avodas Hashem. What a dramatic description. Vayisabolu, vayivku. They couldn't move on. They were scared. They were lost in the past. Says Nehemiah, ki chedvas Hashem imiuschem. The relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that joy, that sense that I'm a part of something greater, that I'm connected to a Seichel Elyon. That's Avodas Hashem. That's Rosh Hashanah. That's Kidei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. That's coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you can't have tshuva until you have that moment. It can't be that you're going to have Yom HaKippur before Kidei Shetam Lichuni. It won't work. What a person needs first is that internalization of the tremendous simcha of Rosh Hashanah. The simcha of Rosh Hashanah that all of us here, are bnei malachim. Every single one of us is a ben yachid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like that poor peasant boy. And I have no doubt that just like Nehemiah said to Klal Yisrael, go back and be misameach, the Besht would have given a kiss to that peasant boy's forehead, and even though the story doesn't record it, he would have said to him as well, Ki chedvas Hashem hi miuzchem. We have to ask ourselves, where are we getting that kiss from our Rabbeim? Where are we getting that kiss and feeling that kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because if Chas v'Chalila, you have a fantastic young man who stands and he hears all the 100 kolos and he does all the things that the Rebbe said in Halacha Shir that he has to do. But at the end of the day, he didn't feel that Rosh Hashanah is Ki chedvas Hashem hi miuzchem. The Nehemiah teaches us that he lost the essence of what he was supposed to accomplish this Rosh Hashanah. And chas v'chalila, he could lose the essence of what we're entirely here for. So Rabbosai, spend time. Taryag mitzvahs, the Zohar writes, is taryag etin. It's badly translated into Hebrew as taryag etzos. It doesn't mean etza in the modern Hebrew sense. But there are 613 ways in which a person becomes davek to Kudsh Baruch Hu. Begin one mitzvah at a time. One mitzvah at a time in which a person develops that kesher to Kudsh Baruch Hu. How amelus b'torah, that sense that I'm connected, we have to be ma'arich on this in the future. How being connected to a Messiah that's vibrant and live. There's no culture in the world, lahavdil, that struggles, thrives with what was discussed in the Beis HaMedrash from 2,000 years ago. Ki chedvas Hashem imiyuzchem, it's not a responsibility. Chedvas Hashem imiyuzchem is a devekus. And that's a kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya. Then this yimei hadin. There's a tremendous simcha that we're all b'nei malachim.